Good morning. Welcome to the round table. I'm Joe Donahue. Hey, my buddy Sean Stone is here. He is the editor of The Alt, the digital editor of The Alt. And it's a wonderful publication that comes out on Wednesdays. And today's Thursday, so the dust has settled a little bit, and you're here to tell us what's happening on area stages and screens. And it's great to have you with us, as always.
Great to be here.
All right. So now we were making fun last week of the movie, new Fast and Furious movie, and by gum, you went to go see it.
I thought it's time to check in with the franchise. The trailer made you think that, that they have to do something. You know, there has to be some kind of plot. So the Vin Diesel character, who was originally a villain and is now a good guy, turns back into a villain. And watching the trailer, I thought for sure that Charlize Theron, who plays the villain, had him like under like compute, like there was a computer chip in his head or something. It was some sort of scientific thing. No, he's just sleepwalking in those scenes.
Oh,
it's not. There's a mundane reason, and it's like, dude, just looking like you're constipated is not selling this tortured soul thing.
So is that an acting method? Just because normally that's thought of if you're sleepwalking through the part, that's normally considered a bad thing.
Yes, I would say this was a bad thing. So that was a letdown. However,
yes,
in the part of the movie that is the really important part. Just destroying cars in a ridiculous manner, just being action that's absurd beyond conception. They pulled that off with a set piece in the middle in which the evil Charlize Theron and her evil army of hackers hack into like every car in Midtown and all have them converge on one limousine. They got to get this guy. And then the car turns down a side lane, and then she says, "Make it rain." And suddenly you realize it's next to a parking garage. And suddenly all the cars start coming out of the side of the parking garage and falling down onto the street. And I thought, really? Really? You wanted this kind of product placement? I mean, I know the American car industry needs all the help it can get, but this was
maybe a little bit ridiculous,
but you know, it's 2 hours of what it is.
So is that the fate of the Furious? Are we done now? We know the fate. Everything's done.
It's making more money than the last one. So
the fate has not been sealed.
For 2 years from now, there'll be another one.
All right. Well, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Well, what else? We have to talk about what's going on tonight, beginning in Saratoga Springs.
There's a film at Skidmore College in Palo Mountain Hall. It's part of their Middle Eastern film series. It's called Yala Underground. It's at 6 p.m., and it's a documentary about the artists and musicians of the Arab Spring, across the whole region, and looks interesting. Friday at the Sanctuary for Independent Media in Troy, it's the Nile Project. That's at 7 p.m., and that is a collection of musicians drawn together from all of the various countries along the Nile River. So you have all these different musical influences converging, you know, from Egypt to Rwanda and every country in between.
No, that seems like a good idea.
It does sound like a good idea.
Yeah.
And then we have Friday night at Cafe Lena in Saratoga Springs. It's Sofia Talvik. She is a Swedish singer-songwriter who spent a long time driving around this country and actually wrote a concept album and a book about doing that. So she has a lot of road songs. And then Friday at the Mastery Center for the Arts at the College of St. Rose in Albany in their big, beautiful concert hall, it's the John Pizzarelli Quartet. That should be a lot of fun.
Should be a good time.
Yeah. And then Saturday night at Upstate Concert Hall in Clifton Park, it's the sort of blues R&B jam band, Robert Randolph and the Family Band. He is a legendary ace picker. And that's at 8 o'clock in Clifton Park. And as the intro music showed, Melissa Etheridge is coming to the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall Sunday evening at 7:30. Hard to believe she's been around for 30 years now.
That is hard to believe.
Because I think it was the summer of 87, she broke on college radio.
That's right.
It was I think CDB was playing her, and it was Come to My Window. That the two big groups that broke on college radio that summer were Melissa Etheridge and Jane's Addiction. She's still going.
She's still going. Yeah, and she plays this area quite a bit, and but always does a really neat show. And I think that she was last in the region for a holiday show, and now she's doing this. It's all good stuff, and she's still putting out great music. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good time. It's Sunday night at Troy Savings Bank Music Hall.
And then Monday night at Proctor's for The Cosmic Perspective, which I believe is the name of the show.
Yes.
It's Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Now, we had him on yesterday, you know, and first of all, the guy is amazing. He's an astrophysicist, but he's also a rock star. I believe the show is nearly sold out. If it is not sold out, it is nearly sold out.
Yeah.
So, if you want to do something, do it. But I think it's amazing. This is the second year in a row that he's played the place and sold out.
And frankly, the day to day grind of news is a little wearing. It's nice to have something bigger than that, something detached from that grind.
Well, you know, Sean, I made that comment to him and said that it just does seem nice that in this age where we seem to be oblivious to scientific impact, that there are, what is that place hold, 3,200 or whatever?
Something like that,
that there are that many people willing to pay to hear an astrophysicist talk about the planet.
Yes.
Yeah, so I think that's good.
Tuesday night at the Cohoes Music Hall, it's the legendary Timothy B. Schmidt, who was of Poco and more famously of the Eagles. I was one of those weirdos who liked Poco. and then two great shows that I'm going to both of them. And you're having them, they're both guests this morning.
That's right.
Tuesday night at the Egg, it's Amy Mann, and she has a new album called Mental Illness. And Brian Wilson. Pet Sounds 50th anniversary with Al Jardine and Blondie Chaplin is at the Palace Theater Wednesday. Really excited for that one.
Got about 20 seconds. Quick, new movies opening.
Disney's Born in China, about animals, cute animals.
All right. I'm in.
The Promise and Free Fire. I didn't get much out of it. They don't look very promising. We're in a sort of slow zone before summer.
All right. Then in 2 weeks, it'll be the summer season. Everything will start pouring in. So
Yeah. Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Sean Stone is the digital editor of thealt.com. That's the first time I've done that. Oh, damn. Thealt.com. Thealt.com. Sean, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.